After consulting with a number of diverse sectors of Carbondale, ArtSpace recommends a mixed-use development with 40-plus units of affordable housing on upper floors, with classrooms, a collaborative, and commercial spaces on the ground floor. ArtSpace prioritizes these three locations: 0.4 acres adjacent to SAW, Studio for Arts and Works on Buggy Circle, 8.6 acres in the industrial park near Town Hall, and 0.6 acres next to the new City Market development. According to Carbondale Arts Director Amy Kimberly,
I think the assessment process was amazingly valuable. It brought together a lot of people in this valley that want to continue to be involved in this project. Their assessment is what we probably could have imagined it to be, but it did put it in a nice cohesive package that came from a lot of voices throughout the valley.
Although the housing created would be eligible only to artists, ArtSpace defines the term broadly as a person who has a commitment to the arts or a creative pursuit. The definition includes performers, architects, filmmakers, writers, hairdressers, chefs, and teachers, to name a few. All applicants, however, must also qualify for affordable housing by income. The preliminary feasibility study was financed by the Town of Carbondale, paying $20,000, Carbondale Arts offering $5,000, and $25,000 of state and federal funding provided by DOLA, the Colorado Department of Local Affairs. According to Amy Kimberly, this initial $50,000 pays for the preliminary feasibility report, as well as an arts market study, the next step in the process.
After we get the market study, which will be really crucial information, that really brings it down to the fine-tuning of what exactly people can afford and what units they want. Then I think we hope to be able to find someone locally that would really like to take the information and help put together a package between local developers and philanthropists and community to make it happen.
The full cost of committing to all six steps with ArtSpace, continuing through construction, is $800,000. When asked if the town would pay that amount, Angie Sprang, management analyst for this project representing the town of Carbondale, commented,
"The town currently has approximately $300,000 set aside for affordable housing, but some of those funds are reserved for maintenance of town-owned buildings and such. But we're exploring a number of different creative funding options for affordable housing in Carbondale. And at the end of the day, it'll be up to the Board of Trustees to make the call."
Sprang then mentioned that it may take up to 3 years to break ground on this specific project. The current Board of Town Trustees has identified the need for affordable housing as one of the top three priorities for the town of Carbondale. In addition to this project, an application for an affordable housing development, not restricted to artists, has been submitted for a site along Dolores Way, between the Carbondale Community School and a mixed-use apartment complex next to the Wagner Rental Store. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.